Good day, Bermuda. This is your Inter-Island Communications News Brief, brought to you by Bermuda Healthcare Services and the Brown Darrow Clinic, and I'm Maya Palacio. The ongoing reports of death coming from Bermuda's waters continue as the police have confirmed the death of 44-year-old Angelito Manila. The police spokesperson said Mr. Manila, a guest worker from the Philippines, succumbed to his injuries sustained during a medical emergency which occurred at Albo Beach Pageant on Thursday, October the 24th. You may recall the story we presented last week that police received several reports of a swimmer in distress on the public side of Albo Beach. Members of the public assisted with removing Mr. Manila from the water and brought him onto the beach where life-saving measures had commenced. EMTs arrived shortly thereafter and continued life-saving efforts as he was transported by ambulance to the hospital. Despite the efforts, sadly, Manila was pronounced dead on Tuesday, October the 29th. Meanwhile, two collisions occurred on October the 30th. There had been a serious road traffic collision involving a PTB bus and a pedestrian at the junction of Bermudiana Road and Front Street in the city of Hamilton. The scene was processed, but details were limited. And again on the same day, emergency services responded to a collision on East Broadway involving a car that crashed into the gas station building. The 83-year-old driver was not harmed. However, his wife, 81, was taken to the hospital following the incident, and also a person inside the building was also injured. Now in other news, 80% of the Cedar Bridge Academy staff were absent on October 30th. Cedar Bridge Academy was closed on the day when 59 of Cedar Bridge's 77 staff members did not show up as they staged a sick out. Now, the ministry says that they are unaware of any unresolved issues that would have prompted the action, and no concerns have been raised with the principal regarding the scheduled back-to-school night for parents on October 30th. However, you will recall a story early this month that an emergency meeting was called by staff at Cedar Bridge Academy over a lack of teachers recruited to deliver its signature learning programs, and a vote of no confidence against the school's principal was planned in relation to the matter. And the ministry says that they will be enforcing the policies related to uncertified sick leave and says that they are committed to continuing open communication to address any further concerns raised by the union. And as an update from the Ministry of Education that came out just yesterday, the government spokesperson said, quote, "We understand and share parents' concerns regarding today's unfortunate action by teachers. Our hope and expectation is that instruction will resume tomorrow, October the 31st, as normal, and we can renew the focus on delivering a first-rate education for students. We apologize for the inconvenience caused and will promptly update parents of any issues that may arise impacting school tomorrow." And that's your Inter-Island Communications News Brief. It's brought to you by Bermuda Healthcare Services and the Brown Darrow Clinic. I'm Maya Palacio. Please drive safely, Bermuda.